people would.
Well, now in the Kentucky and Tennessee, I've seen them because they had more of them. But you know, I thought they have much rock. There was more panel fences, I would say, where you drive the wood up all around and point at the top. That's to keep somebody from crawling over.
In terms of what you would eat on, what would the good dishes usually be made of?
You mean the material the dish is made of? Well, I'll tell you, real China dishes were cheap.
Oh, they were?
Most people had good China dishes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering. Type stuff.
Now, we had real good silverware in our home. My mother's wedding gift was called Wheath Solid Silver. And it was, it has no ornament on it. It's just a plain silver knife.
Mm-hmm.
And we had six, and we thought we were rich. When a storm came up, my mother grabbed that silverware up and my daddy's watch, and she had her belongings.
What would a place setting consist of, when they were?
Now, I will retract something I just said. You remember the Bavarian china, a lot of it in the big towns, was brought in. But the ordinary class person didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we never had nothing where you outfitted, a young lady went and picked out her crystal, mm-hmm. her silver.
Mm-hmm.
Never did you do that. They had showers for them,
mm-hmm.
but they gave them bedding, they gave them quilts,
mm-hmm.
they gave them pillows,
mm-hmm.
they gave them necessities.
Mm-hmm.
But now our good dish just came from 10-cent store.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was 10-cent store real early in Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery stores carried them.
Oh, they did too.
Homer Lawton brought in some of the best, now that's a company name, brought in some of the best everyday wearing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a lot of Homer Lawton. Mm-hmm. But now you take the Joe Isaac home here in Blyville, it's been here a long time. They have this beautiful Castleton china. But it wasn't expensive. But you know why? They could go into Memphis and buy their goods wholesale. They were, so they just bought the china too while they were
mm-hmm.
at it.
Well, how about the silver? And would they have knives and forks and spoons?
Yes, you had everything like that, because mother and daddy took their wedding trip on the steamboat I told you about.
Yes.
And there were so many knives. There was a grapefruit spoon, and there was a salad fork, and daddy didn't know which one. And she said, well, you pick up the one on the furthest side. She knew that. Now,
mm-hmm.
she might have read. Now, she read the newspaper verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a newspaper since I can remember. And so, and she was one, you know, I told you that he didn't know what to do with his finger bowl. She says, march your fingers, take your napkin like hands. Well, in those days, you ate corn off the cob with your hand. You picked up your chicken with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to get your fingers nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to hunt around your purse for a Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no Kleenex. Everybody had handkerchiefs. But all those beautiful handkerchiefs they had in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful cambric material.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, cambric was a beautiful material in those days. It was like our very finest, best broadcloth that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a slight sheen to it, but it was not silk. It
mm-hmm.
was mercerized.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I didn't know
about that. Now, I know you didn't. You didn't live then.
No.
You ain't old as I am. I'm 73.
I didn't know about that material.
But anybody can tell you that.
Well, what about a... What would you fry eggs in, like when your mother was cooking?
Well, my mother, she'd cut about a half a dozen or more slices of that good old side meat there and fry it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about that much of good fine meat grease in the skillet, and she'd pop those eggs in there right in on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Used as much as I remember, she did better than I did. She'd use one article to cook in more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get everything dirty in the kitchen. It's because I got so many of them.
The more you have, the more you
do. Yeah.
Well, if you were to boil water on the stove,
mm-hmm.
what would you?
He had an old iron tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the aluminum ones came in, everybody went for those. That's how
mm-hmm.
come us to have. We had that, and I've seen that old tea kettle just spouting off when she'd get ready to scald her fruit jars
mm-hmm.
or the lids when she'd be putting up
mm-hmm.
canned goods.
Mm-hmm.